and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land. Do you see that? Concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. See, and God began to say all kinds of stuff to them. See, they said with their mouths that God brought them to die in the wilderness. They kept on saying it. And God says, okay, as truly as I live, that means God is swearing. God said, I swear you will die in this wilderness. See, that's why a lot of people, their problem has continued. Because they've kept on talking about that problem again and again. Again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And God says, I swear. These are words. I will do it for you. See, that's why you have to change your confession. A lady whose womb was tampered in during a medical procedure was tampered with. So, normally the average person would say, there's no hope. I said, you're going to have a baby. And she believed. And my wife told me she's pregnant. See? But if she kept on saying, you see, how can I have a child? And something happened. When the doctor was doing the, and this happened, and that happened. See? She would never have had a child. Your confession. That's the real issue in your life. Your confession. What do you say? What do you say? Hallelujah. Think about it. These people, they kept on saying they will not enter the promised land. God said they will enter. But he said they will not enter. God now swore, said, doubtless you shall not enter. Since you say you will not enter, you will not enter. Imagine what you're saying. You can imagine in 1 week, a word went forth that some of you, God will raise up sponsors for you and he'll raise up people to help you. And they gave him the form, that a Greek form that's in town. And he said he got a call from their Greek office and somebody said that we are in charge of putting those names. And I'll put your name in the governor's list. Somebody called him from that office. So now, he's going for the orientation tomorrow. In 1 week. He said, Pastor, I said a big amen to it. Some people were here in that service. It matters what you're saying. It matters what you're affirming. When the word goes forth, respond to it with your faith. God said, you said you'll not enter. I mean, saying you enter, you said you'll not enter. Okay. God swore that they will not enter. What are you saying? Hebrews chapter 3. Hallelujah. Somebody says, Pastor, if his mouth confession, I speak bad a lot. See, it's very easy. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? The mouth speaks. So what do you need to do? Start buying messages. Listen to them until it changes your confession. Are you following me? Load yourself with those words. Keep on listening to this faith series over and over again. Hebrews 3, verse 7. It says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if you hear his voice, I said, faith is based on rhema. Harden not your heart as in a day of provocation, in a day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved without generation and said they do always hear in their heart and they have not known my ways. You see, they had no knowledge. See, that's why God got knowledge. I said, faith is anchored on knowledge. And fear thrives in ignorance. When you have, if you're having fear in any area of your life, know that that area, you don't have enough knowledge. If you are afraid concerning your future, whether you not have enough money in your future, know you don't have enough knowledge in that area. If you're afraid you might die of certain disease and infirmity, no, you don't have enough knowledge in that area. If you're afraid at night, you don't have enough knowledge in that area. See, knowledge is a solution. The Bible says in Hosea 4 verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. See, my people are destroyed. I told you the word is damar. He means to be brought low, to perish, to be made dumb. He says, my people are brought low for a lack of knowledge. He didn't say for a lack of power. He says for a lack of knowledge. And that word knowledge that I told you is the Hebrew word da'at, D-A apostrophe A-T-H. It means because they are unaware. He says, my people are destroyed for they are unaware. See? That's why you need to get the word of God so you can become aware of what is yours. It says they are destroyed. They are brought low. Why? See, because they're unaware. Then he says, because you've rejected knowledge, I've also rejected you. See? So your attitude to the word of God counts. He allowed them to die in the wilderness. See, you see why bad things happen to good people? When the angel of the Lord came to Zechariah and said, your wife will have a child, your prayer is heard. The first thing you think is that the man will say, oh, praise God, my prayer is heard. The man said, how shall this be? Saying that I am old and my wife is well stricken in years. In other words, age is telling on my wife's body. And the angel of the Lord said, you shall be dumb. You shall be dumb until my words are fulfilled in their season, in their time. In other words, I'm going to close your mouth so you won't spoil this thing. There's something a young man taught me. He said, when your faith is low, use the vocabulary of silence. In other words, be quiet. Instead of you speaking negative, the angel said, you are going to be dumb. Because John the Baptist had a divine destiny. He was the forerunner of Jesus. God could not jeopardize his plans. He made the man dumb. Because that man would have gone home and told his wife, I saw Angelo say you're going to have a child. But is it possible? Look at me. Am I better than dead body? You use your womb not dead. The man says it's true. And two shall agree. It shall be done. God said, both of you, you will not understand your husband. So the man came on. Say, Papa Zaki, age is affecting his brain. Keep him somewhere. Do you notice when they were dedicating the child, they had to go and look for the man? They took, read your Bible. They went to him, said, he gave him a tablet. Because he was somewhere. Say, okay, what would the name of the child be? As he wrote, his name is John. His tongue was loosed when he agreed with God. So there are many things God has ordained for your life that your mouth has stopped. That's how powerful words are. How did you get born again? It says death and life are in the power of the tongue. It matters what you're saying. It matters what you're saying. I die with this too. I die with this too. Keep on saying it. Until God swears and says, Nadai, you did so. Lyra Copeland said, she used to say words like, and that blew me away, that blew me away. And the Spirit of God told her, don't repeat that word, blew me away. So there was a day, a tornado, she was ministering in a meeting, and a tornado destroyed the back of the building and turned back. She said, it almost blew me away. But thank God I have changed my confession. She was preaching in a church, in a program, and the tornado destroyed part of the building. The wind came in and passed behind them. Should have blown her away. They said, Kai, inside church again, somebody died. Confession. Confession. What are you saying? When you leave here, what would you say about yourself? When you leave here, what would you say about your marriage? What would you say about your children? What will you say? Look at verse 11. It says, verse 10, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do all this thing in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. God swore. Said they shall not enter. Why? They kept on singing the wrong thing. You just learned every negative word you speak about your family, your potential, is a curse. You better say, I don't decree, small, smaller, is a curse. If you say it long enough, you will see the madness manifested. Say, God, Pastor, the case is serious. It starts with your mouth. Before they will poison somebody in this inigua. Before they will poison somebody in this inigua. Say, the way my stomach is doing me, I hope I'm not eating poison. It says, if you drink any deadly thing, what will happen? It shall not hurt you. Agree with God. Agree with God. Agree with God. Hallelujah. I told you the case of my father and my mother. My father is a man of faith. He's from Ijebu. And you know how Ijebu people are. When he travels to Ijebu and comes back, my mom will say she won't eat what he brought. She doesn't want Ijebu people to attack her. My father will say, the Bible says that the word of God, that the food is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. And if he eats anything, it shall not hurt him. My father will eat it. Do you know who was attacked? You guessed right, my mother. I don't know what you've been saying. One time my dad said, if your mother was healthy, life would have been far better for both of us, for us. My mother was a great support to my father. I'm yet to see a woman like my mother. What a woman. She built a man. She made him believe in himself. But wrong confession. Wrong confession. Generous woman. Wrong confession. Prayerful woman. Wrong confession. It matters what you're saying. So when I teach you this thing, I speak from experience and pain. Don't just rattle your mouth anyhow. Don't just rattle your mouth anyhow. You know Bisseni people now. I'm from Bisseni. My people, they have shot one strong missile. You don't know them. He says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Let him send it from anywhere. He says, so long as it is formed against you, it shall not prosper. Say, I believe that. Say it again. Say, I believe that. See, look at verse 12. Take it therefore, take it, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. It's impossible to have intimacy with God without faith.